Earlier this month, Texas Democratic legislators fled to Oklahoma to torpedo Republican efforts to pass redistricting legislation. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram first reported that state police used federal Homeland Security funds to search for the missing Democrats. The paper reports now that the Texas Department of Public Safety issued an email ordering the destruction of documents related to that search. Jay Root is a reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram in Austin, and he broke the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Destroying public records? They needed the room?
Well, let's just say that they say their records are gone now.
It couldn't be they have something to hide.
Well, that's what the Democrats say. They say that here and they say that in Washington. They're using Watergate analogies, saying cover up, all the usual language. Republicans, of course, dispute that. And they basically say the federal law made us do it, and you can imagine that's being disputed too.
So it's not illegal to destroy public records in Texas?
Well, the Travis County District Attorney is looking at the issue, they told us yesterday. There's several different laws they're looking at, records retention schedules, destruction of property. Apparently, the open records law does not appear to come into play because the Department of Public Safety says that they had not received an open records request at the time the records were destroyed, because they were destroyed so quickly. They were destroyed one day after the DPS, the state police, stopped looking for the Democrats.
Wasted no time. How did the Texas State Police use federal Homeland Security funds?
Well, that's sort of an interesting story. We first reported that the Air and Marine Interdiction Coordination Center, based in Riverside, California, this is an agency that normally tracks drug smugglers and terrorists, had received... Or had gotten involved in the case. We first reported that on Wednesday, May 14th. That also happens to be the day that the order went out to destroy these documents. This agency got involved, we later found out, after the DPS called. And according to this agency, sort of made it sound like the plane might have been going down, this plane that they were supposed to track. And it turns out the plane belonged to Pete Laney, the former Democratic Speaker of the Texas House. And so that's basically how they got involved.
Now, how did you find out about Homeland Security money and then about the email?
Well, I got on the Homeland Security issue, I got a tip that the Customs Service had been calling around asking about Pete Laney's plane. And so I thought, that's kind of strange, and I called her and I heard there was customs out of California, and so I tried to find out, well, what customs agency is out in California, and I was led to the Air and Marine Interdiction and Coordination Center, and
that's the feds.
And then I basically found out a call was made. Now, I need to point out that the Air and Marine Center did not find the plane, and by the time their involvement ended, everybody sort of knew that the Democrats were in Ardmore, Oklahoma. It became the worst-kept secret in the Capitol by about 7 p.m. on Monday of last week.
Jay Root reports from Austin for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.